So these descriptions and images of Abiratti are very beautiful, very mysterious, very rich. But what can we make of it all? What does it all mean? What relevance has Akshobhya, what relevance has this Buddha and his Buddha field got for us? How can we practically relate to that in our own lives? Well, one answer, of course, is that we don't have to do anything at all. We just open ourselves to Akshobhya's influence. We meditate on him. We look at pictures. We hear descriptions. We contemplate the symbols. We chant the mantras. We look at the gestures, the tankas, and we let them do their work. We just let Akshobhya positively affect us. And there's nothing wrong with this. We can do this. We can come on a retreat dedicated to the mandala of the five Buddhas. That's a very good thing we can do. But we also be a bit more active than that. We can reflect on or explore aspects of Akshobhya for ourselves and make them more relevant to our own lives. So I'm going to do that now. So I'm going to reflect on just one main feature of Akshobhya. And that'll be the rest of the talk. There are so many dimensions to Akshobhya, and as there is with all the Buddhas, that, well, actually I haven't got time to go into them all. In fact, I think you'd need a whole 2-week retreat on Akshobhya alone. So I'm going to limit myself to an incident called the calling the Earth Goddess to witness. This relates to Akshobhya's mudra of touching the earth. Yeah, if you look at the depictions of Akshobhya, he's very lightly touching the earth in front of him. And other Buddhas do this as well. This is called the Bhumi Sparsa Mudra, the earth-touching mudra. What does it mean? What's it all about? Well, to understand this, we have to go back to an incident in the life of the Buddha of this dispensation, Shakyamuni, and the incident called Calling the Earth Goddess to Witness. Now, this might have been a literal story. We don't know. It's probably metaphoric. We don't really know. You can take it how you like. But there he is. There's the Buddha-to-be, Siddhartha, sat under the Bodhi tree, making tremendous efforts. He sat in the Vajrasana, the diamond seat. Yeah, we're all past Buddhas, have gained enlightenment, and he's meditating there. He wants to gain enlightenment. And up pops Mara, ha ha ha, the evil one, yeah? Up he pops, and he approaches the Buddha, and he sees he's making tremendous effort, so he tries to challenge him and put him off. So he throws his hordes at Shakyamuni, yeah, or Siddhartha, I should say. His powerful hordes that try and destroy him with weapons, try and kill him, demonic beings to terrify him, and his sensuous daughters to seduce him, but it all fails. As all these things enter the aura of the Buddha, they become flower petals. Yeah, they're turned into flower petals in his aura. So Mara's not put off by this. He tries something a bit sneakier. He then tries to question the Buddha, and he's questioning his right to sit in the Vajrasana. You know, what right have you to sit there in the Vajrasana, where the Buddhas of old have gained enlightenment? Who are you to sit there like that? What right have you got? This is what he's asking, which I think if it happened to us, would definitely put us off. Well, Siddhartha replies, well, I've practiced generosity, ethical discipline, and other spiritual practices for aeons, and I've earned my right to sit here. Mara says, well, you say that, but who saw you? Who saw you do that? Yeah, where's your witness? I want to know. You know, he's not satisfied. So the Buddha doesn't say anything. He just touches the earth very lightly and gently but firmly with his right hand. And up pops the beautiful earth goddess, earth brown in colour. She rises up and then states to Mara, well, I will be his witness. I've seen him purifying himself for aeons through spiritual practice. So that sees off Mara. Yeah, Mara can't deal with that, and the Buddha is able to go on and gain enlightenment. The Buddha's laid out his spiritual credentials. He's revealing his spiritual efforts, and he asserts his right to be sat at the Vajrasana. And these efforts are witnessed and backed up by the Earth Goddess, who saw him do it all. So this is the Buddha revealing his complete spiritual confidence in himself and his practice. And this, of course, is embodied also in the figure of Akshobhya. And I think this has got very direct relevance to us here now.